Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. And we begin on the second line with the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, V'im gozal eitzim v'yosem yam sukkah. If a person steals wood and makes with that wood a sukkah. So we're talking here about stealing the schach, and he uses the wood for the schach as stolen wood. Even though he didn't actually attach it to the ground, to the sukkah, and he didn't make any shinoi in the schach, so it's the exact same wood that he stole, and it's not attached to the ground because it's on top of the sukkah, nevertheless, yotza. He fulfills his obligation of sitting in a sukkah. Again, I stress, we're not suggesting that anyone is allowed to do this. We're not talking about Hilchus Genev over here, Hilchus Gezela. It's absolutely forbidden. This person is not a good person. The question that we're asking is, somebody who sits in such a sukkah, are they yotzei in such a sukkah or not? That is the question that we're asking. Now, why are you yotzei? After all, it is stolen. So the Mechaber tells us a very famous rule known as Takonis Morish, Takonis Hashovim, Takonis Chachomim, She'en Levalo Eitzim, Elo Dimei Eitzim Bovad. The rabbis wanted to encourage people to do tshuva. If you stole something, I always use the example, if you stole the brick that was put into the foundation of the Empire State Building, it's a $5 brick, and now the only way to take that brick out is to knock down the entire Empire State Building. So that brick is be'en. That's the exact stolen item that you stole from somebody. So min hadin, you'd have to knock down the entire Empire State Building to go give back the person that brick that you stole from them, because it's right there. And the idea, halacha is that normally when you steal something, you have to return the exact same item if you still have it. But nobody's going to knock down a multi-billion dollar structure for a $5 brick, and therefore nobody will return it. So therefore, this is known as takonis morish, or the takonis hashovim, that a person has to go and just pay back demei eitzim bavat. It's a $5 brick. I can give you a different $5. I don't have to give you that same exact brick, even though it's still extant, and I normally would have to return the item that I stole if it's still extant. But here, in order to encourage people to do tshuva, the rabbi said, no, it's enough that you give them the financial amount that you stole, give it back to him. Demei eitzim bavat. And we see this inside of the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav, where he says, Kein tzorich lomar, it should be shet takonos chachamim, also lomar, af midaraisa psulhi. Technically, it's possible. Afilu miyitzel ishalim avor eitzim. Min hadin daraisa, even if you give him the $10 worth of wood that you stole, he's entitled to get back that wood, and it's still considered stolen. The tzorich list darabinyin, normally you have to knock down the entire structure, lohoshev akzela libalov, because it's extant. You have to give it back to him the exact same item that you stole. However, the rabbi set up, Mikomokum kvar tiknu chachomim kidei sheyirtzu b'nei odom lasos tshuva. The rabbis wanted to encourage people to do tshuva. And therefore they said, she'enu mishalim lo elo dumei eitzim v'dayo, that you just have to pay him back the amount that you stole, not the exact brick or the exact wood that you stole, and that is sufficient. V'esh koch b'yodom lasos zeh. The rabbis have the power from financial matters to say that this is the way it should be done. Shehefker based in hefker, the famous principle that if based in decides something with monetary value, it has effect of taking effect, and therefore, even though on a deraisa level, it wouldn't be good, but the rabbis knock that apart and say that it's acceptable. Therefore, imkain mimele mishalim lo dumei eitzim. If you were to go pay for that wood that you stole, have a achakach shlo, then it becomes yours. Min hadin mamish umutalei sheba, and you would be allowed to sit in such a sukkah, v'gam levarach le, and even to make a bracha inside such a sukkah. Again, I want to stress, you're not allowed to do this. You can't go in lechatchila steal and then pay for it. However, after the fact, if somebody did this and they paid for it, so then it's considered their sukkah min hadin. Does he have to do tshuva? Does he have to ask mechila from this person for stealing from him, etc.? Of course, he has to do all of these things. However, the din of the sukkah is that it's from a pure halachic point of view kosher for him to have sat in the sukkah. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin, if ain't a rose, he says the beitz, and then lo yotza. But if he doesn't pay the amount of the wood back, then it's not considered his, even midrabanan, and therefore is not yotza because he's sitting in a sukkah gezula, and a sukkah gezula is no good. And the Sharet Zion Oschav Beis, he brings this down from the Mogen Avraham and other Achronim. And he says, Vim Omer, if the person says, Sheyiten Adomim, I will pay you back. Rak, Shematcheu, Miyom Yom. I can't pay you back right now, but I will pay you back. I will pay you back. So then he is Yotzi also because he is saying he will pay him back. Now, Koponim, Halohu, in Ashovim. He is trying to do tshuva and pay him back. He just doesn't have the money right now. Vika Gabor, Takanta the Rabbanan. And therefore, this Takona of the Takonas Morish or the Takonas Hashovim applies. And this is the opinion of the Machzitz Hashakam. The issue, footnote number 15, says, even if you stole this before Sukkot, af kodim knisas achag, Shiochal adayin listars the sukkah. Hey, right now you don't need the sukkah. You could take it apart. Nevertheless, the Maram Shik says, in mechuyv lisosra, you don't have to knock it down and build a new sukkah. V'yochal lismoch al takonas hashavim. You can rely upon this din the rabbanon al takonas hashavim. The issue number 16 brings down, lini mishuk olkach schach minochri below rishuso v'sichepo. What about you stole from a nochri, a non-Jewish person, the schach? So then, in the shelos tshuva, sasaris v'tshuva, he's unsure what the din would be, if the sukkah kosher or not. Yitochin shelo nemra takonas hashavim b'gzeles nochri. Maybe we don't apply this principle of takonas hashavim to something that you steal from a non-Jewish person. Ki m'shem takonas chachavim m'chayeves osam, because they don't have to follow the chachamim. Ulegabeim lo nemar hefker based in hefker. And therefore, our financial rules can't be enforced upon them. And therefore, he can say, no, I want you to take out that brick from the bottom of the Empire State Building and give it to me, or else I'm not forgiving you. So therefore, maybe it doesn't apply. On the other hand, it's possible that the din doesn't apply at all. Technically, you wouldn't have to return it on a deraisa level. It's only midrabanan that we say that you have to return it. However, it brings out from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Tzidei Shigam Legabe Nochri Yesh Koch B'Yad Chacham L'Havkiris Mamonim. Bottom line is, he says that yes, the financial powers of the rabbis would apply even to the non-Jewish people in an area where the Chacham have that ability. And he brings a riot from the Gemara in Bava Kama to this, Ayin Sham. Dear Shifu number 17 asks, how come he's allowed to make a bracha in this situation? Previously we said that if it was something that was stolen, you shouldn't make a bracha inside of it, at least according to the Magen Avraham and others. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal asked this question in the Igros Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings an answer to this, and he says, the inyan kora shenitno kischach b'sukkah haisa takonis miyuchedes. This is the takonis morish, the takonis hashavim that we're talking about. Ki'ilu l'nigzlo miyolim, and it makes it as if it was never stolen. When you pay back the money for this, it's as if it wasn't stolen, and therefore you can even make a bracha. As opposed to, in the scenarios from yesterday, it was stolen, and you are using it in a stolen area, and therefore you can't make a bracha, according to those opinions, like the Mogen Avraham, that said you can't make a bracha in that situation. Now we continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, Avol im gozal sukkah ho'asuya b'rosh ha'svina. If you steal a sukkah that's on a boat, or b'rosh ha'gola, or that's on a wagon, the Yosha bar, and you sit in that sukkah, so here you've actually stolen the sukkah, and it's not mechubel lekarka, so there is a concept of a gezela and lo yotza. You're sitting in a sukkah gezula, and you're not yotza in this situation. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Yotzayin, dozi asmonik zelis. That sukkah is actually in and of itself stolen. She'ena mechubel lekarka, on the boat or on the wagon, it's not considered attached to the ground. Dein olov lahachzir domim elu kamoshi benuya. Here, the whole sukkah is stolen, so you don't say, well, I'll give you the value of the sukkah. Give him back the sukkah. It's extant. Now, if the person says, okay, just give me the money for the sukkah and the sukkah is yours, that's a different story. But here the person says, I want my sukkah back. And therefore, in this situation, you actually stole the sukkah. It's not mechubel karka. There is no din of takonas hashavim. They ain't kan takonas hashavim because you give back the whole sukkah. Shari lo torach halel of nosa. This person who stole it didn't build it. You, the owner, were matriach yourself to build it, and you want your sukkah back. And this other person didn't put any effort into it. He didn't pay for any of the supplies to build this. Hilka gezuli. So this is a regular sukkah gezula, and one cannot be yotze with a sukkah gezula. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Sivkon yudches lo yotze." You're not yotze because the pasuk says, "Sivkon chakas goes tase lecha shivas yomim," which means limute gezula delo havelecha. It has to be your sukkah and not a stolen sukkah, as we learned in yesterday's shir as well. And it's mashma from the words of the Morgan of Rom, the af acherim shiashuba, even if a guest of yours comes in and uses it, they also didn't fulfill their obligation because it wasn't yours to give to them. The lo habi lecha to give to them. That's what the Morgan of Rom says. The Mishnah Berurah personally says, I disagree. My humble opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to look into this a little bit further. And he says, ein the bir halacha. Now, if you look in the bir halacha over here, the Ramaskul lo yotza, he says, the af that is the opinion of the Machzis HaShekel, who's Medayik in the Morgan Avram in Simon Tuf Reish Mem Tes. However, the Chavetz Chaim here says, Lani is Dati Ein Zabara. He says that Raya isn't so clear. The Hasan, that's talking about a Lulav, where it says Lachem, and you absolutely have to own it. But in Lachem Mamish, it should be yours. The parcel, afilu shol, even if you borrow a lulav, unless the person gives it to you as a matana, amanas lahasir, you're not yotze on the first day. Lochain, im echad goz a lulav, v'nosen l'chaveru, lotzis bo, if you steal a lulav and you give it to your friend, afdiosu chaveru lo gizol, even though he didn't steal it, mikom mokom eno yotze, da'ko ponim lo shalohu. It's still not his, because he can't be yotze with that non-stolen borrowed lulav. Below all that Mishol, then Yotzi Byom Rishon. And it's no different than you're just borrowing a lulav on the first day. As opposed to Masha Ein came besukkah, in regards to the sukkah, the lo osra Torah rak gozel velo shol. The sukkah, something that is gozel, is stolen, it's not allowed. But if it's borrowed, it is allowed. And therefore, maybe, efshar, the gam zeh, gam kein yotze, the lo eino miskavin legozel. Because the person who's sitting in it has no intention of stealing it, he's just borrowing it. So for him, it's a borrowed sukkah. The gam efshar, the das balabayis, laharishos lezeh ha'acher, sheshe besukkah. So, and the real owner of the sukkah might not object to somebody else getting it. He doesn't want the stolen person, the person who stole it, to get a benefit, but he doesn't necessarily object if another person, another yid, gets benefit, because the nichle lanish, the love admits of money. Because we have this general principle, which we also mentioned yesterday, that in general, a person is happy if somebody else uses his items and it doesn't destroy them, doesn't ruin them, to do a mitzvah. Why would you care? You should be happy about that. And therefore, this rationale doesn't apply here, possibly, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorich Iyun. You've got to look into this a little bit further. He seems to be nota that, in fact, you would be able to be yotze, the person who's sitting borrowed in this stolen sukkah. While we're doing this bir halacha, let's do another one or two other bir halachas. In Dibra Masel, we also named sukkah. We said that afal pi shelo chivron, even though he didn't tie the schach to it. So one could argue, therefore, that it's not takonas hashavim. Kamash v'lan, nevertheless, this still applies. The next bir halacha, yotzah, she takonas chachavim, about takonas hashavim. V'mei shelo, she yamtir arach hasukkah, so yosh lo agzeh lebe'en, mistabr de lo yotzah. If he tells the guy, listen, I'll give you back the entire sukkah, but after sukkahs, so then also that's not considered good enough. You have to give him either the money now or the sukkah now. Shariyu achshav mishamish bo begzela, because right now it's stolen. Ubi shloma, if the guy says, imam mishamit zrasa lo shalvi lo avur etzah bidmei, if he said, I'm willing to pay you the money right now, arminon shorabon and hifkiyu isu gzela meno, then there is no isu gzela. But avalo b'chayah gavna, where you're saying, I'm not going to give you money now. I'll give it to you after sukkah. So I'll give you back your sukkah. But then it's worthless to him. And he says, look in the Shaar Tzion, Mashikosu Shem Machzitz HaShekel, which we already said, V'yesh T'chalik, but one could argue upon this, as we pointed out, in the Shaar Tzion Oskot Beit, there are differing opinions. In the next Bir Alocho Asuya Barosh HaGola, he brings down that it's not only a sukkah that's on a boat or on a wagon, it's any sukkah, even if it's on the ground, Ve'enu Mechuberes Klal L'Kaka, it's not attached to the ground at all. For example, it's on wheels. You can bring it from one place to another, the Shaykh B'Gzela. Then, in all of these things, he brings out from the Prima Gadim that there is a din of Gzela. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagavu adin im Ruvain bona sukkah bikarka shimon. The same halacha would apply if Ruvain had built a sukkah on Shimon's land. The Shimon tokaf es Ruvain. Shimon then threw Ruvain out. So while the land belongs to Shimon, the sukkah doesn't. And he kicks Reuven out, and he wants to use that sukkah. Lo yotzeba. So the Ramah says, in that situation as well, you wouldn't be yotze. The ein kan takonas hashavim. And there is no takonas hashavim in this situation as well. Ho v'lo tarachba. Because you didn't do anything. V'lo tzi ole old souls. And you didn't go and put in any money for these materials. So you have to give back the entire sukkah. You can't say, takonas hashavim, I only borrowed one brick. I only stole one brick at the bottom, and it's going to cause me a financial loss. No, here, you have no financial loss. Give back the entire thing. It brings down in the name of the Hagos, Ashri. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot in your test tells us, Lo damia lanitzko leal b'sivkimon. This isn't similar to what we said earlier. The hosam ha-karka b'cheslis b'olel, omedes enon exelis. There, karka can't be stolen, and therefore, it is considered like it's in the original owner's possession. The kol ha-mechubil karka, harehi ka-karka, and something attached to the ground is considered like it's the ground. But here, masha'en kein hocha, lo kaima ha-suka b'karka d'ruvein, it's not a Ruvain's possession. It's in Shimon's possession, and he just kicked Ruvain out. And therefore, imkein lo gozal elo aitzim lo akarka v'havi gezula. Therefore, in this situation, Shimon's not stealing land or something that's mechubel akarka. He's stealing the sukkah, which is not considered mechubel akarka in this situation because that's not what he's stealing. He owns the land. He's stealing the sukkah, and therefore, it is a problem here, and he's not yotze. The issue footnote number 18 says, in pies esanigza b'cholamoid, if on cholamoid you appease the person that you stole from. So the Shari Tshuva brings down Legabi Esrog Gozel in regards to a stolen Esrog, Shladas Hamasis Moshe, Mo'ilo Hamachilu Lamafreya. It retroactively works. So you have to own the Esrog, it has to be Lochem. And if you only appease the person on Cholamoit to say, listen, I'm sorry I stole your Esrog, here's $100 to pay for the Esrog, I'm very sorry. And the guy says, okay, I accept your apology and your money. So then retroactively, Hamasis Moshe says it's good. Shiyotzi de chavasa b'yom rishon, when you require it to be owned by yourself. However, he brings down that others disagree, I and the rest of this footnote, and they say, lo yotze l'mafreya, you aren't yotze l'mafreya. However, what about the psul of tasav l'bin ha'asui? When you think about it, it wasn't a good sukkah because you had stolen it, and now in Chol HaMoed, you're appeasing the person, so now the schach becomes good schach. So why is it not a problem of tasav l'bin ha'asui in the sukkah gezula? So he brings down from the Sefer, Zichron Shmuel, that this isn't the psul of tasav l'bin ha'asui, because the chisaron over here was gezela, not in the schach itself. The schach itself was perfectly good. Bilu din tase nemar ala schach atzmo. And the only problem over here, tase ben osu, is in the schach, not in the din of gezela. The issue footnote number 19 brings down that the halacha is brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal and Igris Moshe. Misha chiber es defanos ha-sukkah. If you connected the walls of your sukkah, the midan, and you established it, aidein mismarim gezulim, with stolen pegs. So in other words, the screws that you're using to keep your sukkah intact, and if you were to remove them, v'imi notlu tipol ha-sukkah, the sukkah would fall down. So then Rav Moshe writes, ha-sukkah psula. It's also not a good sukkah, because ikor asiyosa v'amidosa, because the essence of this sukkah, what's holding it up, is ayidei dover gozel. And therefore, v'im kein nismayit mitasa l'chot mishulchot, this would also fall into the category that it's not yours. And unless you go and pay for this sukkah, or the may of the mismarim, so then you would not be yotzei. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin and today's Shir.